Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Heather, I'm pretty sure you don't want to hear this, but I woke up to cloudy skies today and I did a happy dance.
I love a happy dance. That feeling when you're in a waiting room and really want to read a Vogue, but there's only Chickens magazine.
That is a conundrum indeed. But whoever used to live in my apartment still hasn't forwarded their mail, so I get their L magazine subscription, and I'm going to enjoy the bank error in my favor for as long as I can.
You definitely should. You know, I buy a few innocent things online, and the next thing I know, I'm getting like every spring catalog known to man. You know, I know you sold my information, you dirty trolls, but get off my tits.
Get off her tits. And have such a good day.
Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that. 1-2-3-2-Sarah, what is
that's
that?
That's a palindrome, and that means we're going to have a good time on the show today.
Oh, you have no idea. I have a surprise for you today, Sarah.
Whoa,
I have
really?
Something that is going to blow your
well
mind.
Now it better.
In the meantime, welcome to the show that feels like eavesdropping on an intimate conversation. We love to yak it up with y'all along for the ride. How is everybody doing out there?
Yeah, how are y'all? How are y'all?
How are y'all?
Heather and I have, it's been a few crazy weeks. We've both done quite a bit of travel. My most recent travel was
crazy.
Not, you know, because I wanted to, but because I was up north taking care of my madre, who was doing mm-hmm. real well after her leg break. But, you know,
I'm so glad
one
to
day at a time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I, as we were sort of preparing for the show this morning, hadn't thought about the palindrome thing. 232. Now, you might say, oh, isn't 222 the better palindrome, you know, because it's just like across the board? No, I actually think 232 is the better palindrome because it just feels more balanced. 222 is just a flat, just a big old,
sure.
You know, you're on a blacktop, you know, at a elementary school. 232, you're getting into Olympian kind of stuff.
I like
at this
that.
Point.
I like that. You know, Sarah, every time I take an egg out of a carton, I think of you because of how much you need it to be balanced.
Yep.
And you pull an egg
yep.
from, you're very strategic when you pull
yep.
an egg out.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I feel you, Sarah. And
also, and thank you for humoring my egg weirdness. Because every so often, you know, to this day, I'm like, I just want the one egg, but dang it, I'm ruining everything in here.
Yeah,
I want it to
it
be.
It makes me self-conscious.
I want it to be
like,
nice and symmetrical.
The right egg? Did I do it correctly? Sometimes I'm like, should I call her and just check what, you know, my work? But Sarah, here's the crazy okay. thing about today
okay.
and right now in this moment and episode 232. This April, because it's April right now, 2024. There are apparently 10 straight palindrome days this month in addition to the total solar eclipse. It is craziness. So here, do you want to hear the dates that are all
yes.
palindromes? 10 straight days. Okay. 4/20.
Wait. So
4/20/24.
Okay, no, just tell me. Yeah.
You can check my work. Check my work. 4/20/24.
Okay.
4/21/24.
Mm-hmm.
4/22/24.
Wait, 4/20. Okay. No, that's okay. Yep. Checks. Yep.
And then 4/22/24, 4/23/24.
Oh.
4/24/24.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a really
4/25/24.
Oh my God.
4/26/24. 4/27/24. 4/28/24 and 4/29/24.
Yeah, the only time it breaks is at 30. Oh my
gosh. I can't even believe you didn't know this. I was like, I was going to tell you this morning. And then I was like, no, I'm going to surprise her.
I feel like my palindrome community has failed me a little bit on this.
Yeah, a little bit, I would say.
Because, well, I don't really have one.
It's
I'm a community of one. But still, you would think that someone would be like, this is a crazy thing. And that would have like come across my social platforms at some point.
But doesn't it bring you joy?
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
The joy.
It brings me joy and balance and the... perhaps misplaced feeling that everything will be okay.
Me too. And I feel you. I might not be as strong of a like palindrome game as you have, but I get it. I get where you're coming from. I see you. And this time we're going to be happy and laugh. We are not going to cry.
No.
I tend to use that. That's one of our taglines for the show. You got to laugh so you don't cry. I use that quite a bit, like in conversation with people, and it always sort of is a good little icebreaker. People like it. They laugh. They chuckle. So this is a good day, Sarah. It's a good month. I think that there's a lot of, in fact, I think this is a lucky month because when on Sunday, Easter Sunday, we did an adult Easter egg hunt. Super fun. I made colored eggs. You know, I dyed eggs. I boiled them. We painted on them. My friends who came over to the property.
I would have loved if you had just dyed them but not boiled them. And then, you know, someone's like, yum, yum. Yeah. And,
joke's on you. And then my friends who came over used those plastic eggs that you kind of break open and put little, like, fun little things in there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And some of the things that were in there. Yeah.
My grandma used to put jelly beans in there.
I love that. There were no jelly beans. It was like chocolate. And then there was like a $5 bill in one. There was a chapstick. And then there were some lottery tickets.
Oh,
and, so just
wow,
yesterday.
That is a fun adult Easter.
I thought it was so fun. I can't even tell you what I enjoyed more because I found most of, like, I did really well. Like I got a keen eye, Sarah. And what I found so fun was hiding the eggs. I think that was a little bit more fun than finding the eggs.
Here's my question. So if adults are, you know, you're all having, you know, you're playing a fun game, you know,
yeah,
there are, you know, cooler things in certain eggs rather than others. But if you're hiding some, you know where they are, do you just avoid those places?
So that's a great question because we were trying to figure out, like, we're like, we probably just need one person to hide everything because that way...
Then it's, you know, like a game.
Yeah, there's no crossover. Yeah. Yeah. But what we did was I was like, you hide your eggs and I'll hide my eggs. And we kind of did it a little bit separate. So it was like they hid them in a certain part of the property. Like it was the vegetable garden. And so they were out there, they did their thing. So then we came out and we, you know, the people who didn't hide those got to play the game. And then it was like, come on to my section. I did it around our house. I mean, there's plenty of property to hide things. It's like there's extensive areas that you can be really creative. And like, I got really creative. I was like putting some on these vines, like way up high, because people don't look up. They're just looking on the ground, you know, and put them up on like the, you know, the gutter, you know, like up on the little ledge of the gutter. It was so fun, Sarah. But what was really cool, and which is why I think April might be a lucky month for us all, is that I won $2 and I won another ticket. Am I going to cash that in? Oh, hell yeah, I am. I'm getting my other ticket because that could be my lucky golden ticket.
That's how they get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Heather's baby gambling addiction just coming forth before our eyes. I'm kidding.
I will actually, it's funny that you say addiction because I am going to talk a little bit about my somewhat innocent addiction later in the show. It isn't gambling. I'm actually not a big gambler, but I occasionally like a scratcher. It's fun.
Oh, no. Shake it up a little bit. You and lots of other people. I definitely, because I've got, you know, my local corner store. You always got to have a local corner store, you know, otherwise I can't live. I
love a bodega.
Yeah. You know, you go in there and get a Gatorade or, I don't know, peanut butter, like just stupid things. When you're not ready to go to Sprouts and really like plunk down $150. My local corner store is very lotto heavy. Now, I don't play lotto. I just haven't in quite some time. But like sometimes, and I usually will only hit up that place like first thing in the morning. Otis and I have had a walk. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm ready to like, you know, make my coffee. If I haven't gotten it already, settle in, work for the day, you know, and he has to like deal. You know, so I'm like, all right, what do we need? Like, you know, there's always a little something like, you know, toothpaste or an envelope or just weird things that, you know, sometimes you run out of cotton balls. And I'll go in there and it's like a relatively long line, not like 100 people, but like five people deep who are all doing lotto, but there's only one person working because it's early. And I'm like, you guys, just like, come on, can I just go first? I'm going to be in and out of here so quick. But like, they all want to talk about the lotto, you know, and then they like do the scratcher like right there. And then like, if they win, then they want to buy another one. So then they're like still holding up the line.
They're really holding up the line. Yeah. That's actually kind of annoying.
Well, it's super annoying, but it's also kind of adorable. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like if we're talking like $2-3 at a time, seems pretty harmless. You know, yeah, if somebody was like, sure, I'm going to put a lien on my house to buy more scratchers, I'd be like, well, let's talk about that.
That sounds like a pretty gnarly addiction.
Right.
We're talking bad addiction, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Easter, Heather, I didn't do anything Easter related. Not that I have for, you know, since I was a kid, but we used to have pretty elaborate Easter egg hunts at my grandma's house. My cousins and I would all come over. For whatever reason, my parents were like so not dress up people, but you see me in all these photos from Easter's past and I'm wearing like a dress, you know, where I'm like, who wanted me in this dress? You know, and my mom's like, I don't know. I don't know why you're wearing that dress. You know, but like it was sort of, you know, slightly dressy. And also this is probably all my grandma's doing because, you know, she was, the person who orchestrated the elaborate Easter egg hunt and she had a pretty big yard and yeah, like it was like, we would get, you know, Easter baskets that were just like given to us separate from having to find them. You know, it was like, here's Sarah's basket, which had the plastic eggs with, you know, the jelly beans inside and Cadbury eggs and, you know, who even knows what else. It, you know, and, you know, I could just see my parents fuming from the other side of the room just being like, great. Now, you know, we're going to have to brush her teeth in 5 seconds.
Good times.
You know, a lot of sugar. I happen to survive. So, you know, joke's on you, parents. But but this Easter wasn't really any of that. I had been up north taking care of my mom, who I explained on the last episode had a real freak accident. She's doing great. She is, there's a long road of recovery ahead, but she's doing great. She's really leaning into the whole like, okay, what are the tools that someone uses when they don't have a leg, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great thing for all of us to sort of remember is like people do this all day, every day.
Yeah.
With with very limited mobility for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's temporary. Sometimes it's forever. Yeah. So that is dope AF. And, you know, shout out to my mom for being such a good sport. But anyway, definitely on Easter, she belongs to a church. And she was going to do a lot of things on Easter at her church. And of course, all of that had to be, you know, passed off to other people. She's clearly not going to her church, like, in a wheelchair on Easter. Not happening. So, you know, she was a little bummed out about that, but, you know, whatever. But I ended up driving home Easter Sunday. And the reason for that, and I wasn't sure if it was going to work, was we were getting some rain in L.A. We had gotten a lot of rain up in Northern California where I was with my mom. And I felt like it was just the right moment between the two and also probably where people wouldn't be driving, you know, holiday weekend, Sunday, Easter.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Heather, Easter was kind of weird this year. Made it back home, happy to be home, happy to nest. Easter's sort of weird. I didn't eat one piece of chocolate on Sunday and I feel very cheated. But, you know, I could also just be an adult and get myself my own jelly beans. So all is well. All is well. I'm glad you had a good one.
I'm glad to hear. Well, we overbooked it because we ended up going to this brunch in the morning at this little club thing we're members of.
Ooh,
and it was like a pretty extravagant,
for, you know, Redwood.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like a buffet and it was very cute. They had like different colored napkins, you know, like it was very, very springy, Eastery. amazing desserts. I had like three of them. I felt like a disgusting human. Seriously, but it was so, so good and very decadent, just like, you know, lavender mimosas. And so we leave there and we go to this grocery store and get food for a barbecue like like 4 hours later, and we do our egg hunt and then do a barbecue. I mean, I didn't want to eat at all. We were all kind of like, how are we going to eat again? Anyway, so I will say, as much as I've been complaining about creating rituals in this new paradigm of my life of being an adult, losing my parents, and just like the family dynamic has shifted. I don't have kids, you know, and so it's like doing this fun Easter that was very adult with some kid activities was kind of perfect. I really had a fun time. I laughed. I enjoyed
maybe
myself.
Maybe cried. It was all cool. Good.
Yeah. I might have cried. I'm like, but maybe cried with joy, but cried after all those desserts.
You know, a joyful cry is it. That's a good, that's a
it
good
is.
Cry.
Hey.
That's a good cry. I don't know
it's
if
cathartic
I've done that
in
lately.
A good way. It's not a sad cry. You know, sometimes sad cries can be satisfying, but kind of sad. So we don't love them. I'd rather have a happy dance.
I feel like sad cries are more like exercise, where I'm just like,
yeah, there's some pain involved,
you know, like, and afterwards I'm like, I feel like I did like totally. Some crunches.
But sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you just got to like have that sad cry. Earlier in the show, we were talking about addictions, but maybe you know, maybe some like somewhat innocent addictions. I'm not sure if that exists, but try me.
I think some are more, you know, financially scary than others.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But addiction is addiction.
It is. So. I think human nature, I think there's a wide range of quote unquote addictions. It could go all the way, you know, to like a drug addiction, which is very destructive. But I think, you know, people who are hoarders or they like to collect, there's a lot of different levels of addictions. And I think I truly believe as like human beings, I think it's just like kind of a human thing to do. You know, you kind of, you know, grip on something, there's something that makes you feel good and you might take it a little too far. So I think it's a pretty normal human thing. I don't know what it is, this one newsletter that I follow, it's called Gloria. You probably know it, Sarah. I feel like we are so in lockstep. It's like crazy. And I know that these women, they're two women who run this newsletter. Hey y'all, if you're listening out there, but, I feel like they talk a lot about stuff that I want to talk about on the show. And so we're just in this lockstep where I'm like, I'm going to talk about this week. And then all of a sudden I get a newsletter that's talking about the same thing. So it's kind of interesting, but I do want to shout them out because they were talking about something similar this week. And it's kind of about this too easy online shopping addiction and how the internet has become even easier to shop online because it's just like a quick button. You've got like your credit card saved. They have made it to make it feel less like a transaction. Like if you're going into the store and you buy something and they put it in a bag and you walk away and it's like there, you know, you get the receipt and it's all like very tactile and physical. And
right.
It's
yeah.
almost more impactful. Yeah.
You went in there with purpose to get a thing. You get the thing. You pay.
Yes.
You leave.
Yes. And there's something about that transaction that feels more real. Like I spent my money. This cost X amount. But there's something about the online thing that it's a slippery slope. And it's too easy. And it doesn't feel like you're spending your money. Maybe it's a little video game like. I don't know. But I feel like what I find interesting is that I do not like shopping in stores. I feel like it's gotten to be maybe not a super fun experience. The shopkeepers are kind of aggressive and, you know, like brick and mortar is just not really happening right now. Ever since the pandemic, I think it's really kind of screwed that up. But I never really loved being on my feet, shopping, going to malls. Every once in a while, I might get a bug, you know, to do it. But for the most part, you know, online. I mean, you've got like Instagram ads, like appealing to your every like wish, that it's an easy click, you know, to buy things, which I actually don't buy things on Instagram. I have a friend who does get really sucked in on those ads. And I don't even know if I've ever bought anything off of Instagram.
I mean, I'm definitely served ads where I'm like, this is 100% me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I hate what you're doing, so I'm not doing it.
Exactly. And I get that too. And that's why I think maybe I don't buy things on Instagram. Like, I want to be in control. I want to have, you know, I'm going to make the decision to go to a website and peruse your website and buy something if I want to. You cannot, you know, like, get off my tits, you know? It's like that same thing.
Right.
And so I just, to me, it does the opposite. I'm like, fuck you, you know, get off my lawn. I'm doing it on my own time.
Yeah.
So I do think, though, maybe I've been a little more mindless in the last year or two, not even where I'm getting anything that is like an item that isn't useful, because usually it's a kitchen item or a house item or something, maybe an item of clothing or a hat or whatever it is that I will use and I do use. So it's not like I'm buying random things off of Temu, you know, like for just the hell of it. But I find that midlife for me, and I think for a lot of people, is kind of hard. It's a bit thankless. You have a lot of responsibility. You're vulnerable. This is definitely a vulnerable time of life. You're facing your mortality. I have a lot of friends who are dealing with ailing parents. You had a situation with your mom recently. Our bodies are changing. Like, things aren't fitting the same. You know, we are changing. Our lives are changing. We have to go to bed earlier. We can't process alcohol as easily. So there's a lot of things. I mean, shall I go on? A lot of things to grapple with that.
Heather,
are,
I mean, go on if you want. But boy, does that, I hear ya. I hear you.
A lot of unfun things, I find. And so, it could be worse, but I think there's a lot more stress and sort of responsibility at this age. So I think for me, when I'm done with my work and I've finished all my games and I've watched the movie or whatever, when I have idle time where I'm like, oh, I can relax, sometimes I will go to like my favorite website and see what's new. You know, what fun, cute thing can I look at just as like window shopping, you know? And so I think for me, it is too easy because, like I said before, there are some websites, I do have a card on file. I mean, Amazon's a great example. But it's more so therapy. You know, they talk about retail therapy. We know that's a thing. Great. It's different now, though. I feel like there's so little that you're in control over, especially at this time of life. And I think that bothers me. And I don't think I'm a control freak and I don't think I'm OCD, but this is one thing you can control. You're like, I'm doing this for myself. I work hard. This is happening. You know, this will make me feel good. Even if it's a quick dopamine hit, even though online shopping now, what is extra about it is that you get the dopamine hit when you press submit, but you also get another dopamine hit when it arrives at your front door.
It's like a
so
twofer.
So it's kind of, wow. Like it is a twofer for sure. And then it also, that whole thing about optimizing everything that I talked about last week, you know, and ad nauseum, I talk about this a lot, where it's like, can I upgrade my hallway rug? Well, you know, my computer, my pillowcase, it's endless. My linen sheets. And you'd think that simplifying your life or optimizing your life is going to make you feel that you can rest and you're in control.
And you never will.
And you never will. It never puts an end. It's just this endless searching and perfecting.
No, because like once you get into that mode of like, you know, let's level up. One thing at a time, it's not crazy. Yep. You know, I just want to buy these velvet pillows online.
Yep.
And then, you know, no big deal. And then it's like the pillows come and you're like, well, now my couch fucking sucks.
But you love your pillows. So I have to buy a new couch. And you're like, wow, this really upgraded my life. But then you need another hit because you're like, that hit wore off. You're like, you love it for the first week and it's like you're relishing them. But then you kind of want that hit again. And it look, okay, this is what I want to say. It's way better than other addictions, drugs, alcohol, all the things. I find it to be a relatively innocent addiction.
Shopping addictions can get out of control. Be pretty bad also, you know, and ruin families. But I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't say I'm that bad, but I was thinking about it a lot where it's too easy. It's just gotten too easy. And then the Gloria newsletter came in.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I will sometimes, you know, I'm, you know, I do not, I don't gamble at all.
No, me neither.
Shopping is, I would call that a different category, but like, I will tell you, there have been times where I'm like, I don't know, like maybe I had like a really, really great day, you know, I'm feeling myself, you know, and I'm going to buy those boots I've been looking at for a while.
Yeah.
And they're still in the cart.
Happiness is definitely an emotion that makes
and
you
And all
really
I have
shop.
To do is say, pay.
Yeah.
And now they're coming to my house and now I have them.
It's too
I actually
easy.
Did that quite recently. And, you know, I'm on a budget these days. And, you know, I have no business doing things like this, but I'm like, sometimes it makes you feel so happy.
It does. It does. And those boots are made for walking and you walk a lot. And
that's true.
It does
that's
bring true. You joy. I remember when you got those boots and you were doing this little photo shoot and you were so excited and they were really different.
Oh my God.
Than anything
I mean, I haven't bought new shoes in like years because, you know, pandemic, all I did was like waffle around in flip-flops and, you know, yoga pants. But anyway, I digress.
Listen, this is not anything that I need an intervention on. I just thought it was a really interesting conversation, and the fact that the ladies over at Gloria, who I think they always have very interesting things to say, I'm hollering at you ladies. Just let us know how you feel about this. Do you have a relatively innocent addiction? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. Do that. Because, you know, we use the word addiction. I feel like addiction is a word that is used very freely to describe a lot of things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's something that's like extremely destructive, dangerous, scary, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's sort of like, you know, I've got this like ongoing behavior that I, you know, might want to like check.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then there's sort of like the, you know, very innocuous, like, so I like Instagram ads every once in a while, you know, what do I have to lose kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think the more we just are aware of this, it doesn't even need to change the behavior necessarily. Mm-hmm. Just as long as you're aware of like, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I know why, you know, why I'm doing it. I know, you know, what this sort of cycle of someone getting paid for this. Because it's not going to be me, is, you know, part of this is a big part of the you know, the cycle of our new consumerism.
Totally. It's crazy. And things are changing all the time. So just being aware of it, I think the fact that I sort of, you know, was doing research on this story and sort of applying my personal experience, obviously. But yeah, it's, I'm sure a lot of people out there are going, wow, that's, I'm experiencing the same thing. And maybe it's, I mean, I have friends who have other things they buy. They really like, model cars or that's a really bad example. golf clubs. I don't know.
I actually know somebody who's
very into
model cars.
Yeah.
I don't know that we're talking about the same person, but maybe we are.
Maybe we are.
You know, no judgment. No judgment. Just make sure you don't go crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
In the model
cars. You want to have a roof over your head. You know, you gotta pay those bills. But
indeed.
Anyways.
Well, Heather, you know, speaking of the modern world that we're living in, because it gets a little weirder every day, I wanted to... And for all y'all who are listening to this, I'll tell you that the website I would like you to go to is knowing, as in KN, knowingmachines.org/models-all-the-way. Now, the reason I want you to look at this and go through this, because it's going to take some time, is because it is one of the best examples of how large language models work that has been presented in sort of a visual way that I feel like will apply to a lot of people out there. What I mean by this is, you know, you say, you know, Heather, hypothetically, you say, you know, hey, Sarah, did you see this thing on ChatGPT? It was like kind of weird. You know, I wonder where they got like their model from. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, well, I don't know. I mean, it's OpenAI. Like, I think they like scraped the web. But what this particular, and by the way, this was, this is a variety of universities got together and said, let's try to figure out what's going on with, you know, large language models and where they get their training from. Okay. So if you were like, well, you know, where did it come from? It's like, well, I don't know. I think it came from that company. Well, turns out a lot of those companies just buy data from smaller companies that need to make money and sell that data to the larger companies. And those larger companies are the companies that end up being in the news and have a lot of venture capital money and then, you know, try to do like fun things with the data. You know, that is all good on the surface. Obviously, a lot of AI talk these days are from people who are, you know, super freaked out that, you know, it's, you know, there's racial biases and, you know, is AI going to become sentient, rather. And you know, that's all. I think we're not there yet. But I think what is really beneficial for all of us is to understand where these models do come from. You know, the big, big models that we, you know, go like, oh, they're, you know, they're scraping the web. It's like, they're not just scraping the internet. They're using a variety of smaller models that already exist and paying for that data and creating a larger model that then might work, but then doesn't really work all the time. So we're still in these like very early days of this. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are very upset about this. You know, and they are, they should be. And I'm more just sort of like, where are we going with this, guys?
Yeah, how do you feel about it? Like, how do you feel?
I feel like we are, again, we're a lot of companies who are like, you know what? We got a great large language model. You know, ask it anything. It'll give you anything. And it's like, yeah, but like, what about this weird thing where like you, you know, got a historical figure wrong? It's like, we don't really know. And the reason that they don't know is because that company trained their model on another company's data. And that data was even smaller and just effed up.
And
that can all be, you know, that can all be changed going forward. But it is a real Wild West part of.
It's kind of fun. Does it remind you of like early internet days, like just in the sort of it's kind of exciting, but also there's a lot of mystery involved.
And a lot of people just being like, I don't get it. And therefore it is scary.
Yeah, exactly. People definitely are fearful.
And I feel like, you know, I don't get it half the time, but I'm like, well, I mean, instead of it being scary, like, let's like poke holes in this.
Yeah.
And like find out what's going on here.
I tend to not get scared. I get more intrigued and I want to learn. But yeah. I also feel like whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So it's like if AI takes over, you know, there's only, it's not like I can stop something from happening.
Right.
You know, so it's like if you're scared, that's okay. But I just feel like being scared is maybe a waste of energy because what is that going to do?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm scared every day.
I'm scared of other things, spiders.
I mean, this I'm like let you know. The more we know, Heather. That's sort of the takeaway, don't know. I feel like, yeah.
The more we know, the more we don't know, the more we don't know about what we don't know. It's like something like that. But actually, speaking of scared, I told you, I think a week or two ago, that I was sort of this insect magnet. It might have been a few episodes back, but over the last 2 weeks, I have been a spider magnet. And I've like, spiders have landed on me. And like, I don't know if they're jumping spiders or like I sat on my couch and there was one that was on a blanket and then it ended up on my shoulder. And like, so and I know that I've mentioned before that I always make sure there's none in my shoes when I put them on, which is pretty easy to do. But I have this weird thing that I'm just going to admit. I actually check my headphones too, because some of my headphones sit on the desk. And I'm like, what if you had like a spider in your headphone and you put it on your head?
Oh my God, Heather.
I'm sorry. I just like, I had to tell you because far I've gone.
You're right.
We've talked about earplugs. We've talked about sleeping with earplugs to keep them out of your ears. So it's kind of the same thing.
I mean, full disclosure. The other night I was walking out, you know, just like walk around the block. It was like 10 p.m. You know, we're not doing anything crazy. Like do a poop, do a pee. We're going back to bed. And I saw a cockroach and I was like, oh my God. But in my life, I've seen many cockroaches in many, you know, various places. Mm-hmm. This happened to be just like on the sidewalk. Not a problem. But I was like, I'm reminded of, just bugs. Bugs, you know?
I think it's that hard exoskeleton. I don't love the hard exoskeleton. That's the problem I have. But we digress because we talk about scary bugs quite a lot on this show. Well, I feel like we've had so many episodes now that we've probably touched on most subject matter at this point. I did want to mention, though, before we wrap up today's episode, you know, maybe Sarah, I really want to hear your thoughts on this because, and maybe this won't apply to you because I'm not sure if you actually rent movies ever, but the other night we watched the original Grudge, which is a Japanese movie. Ju-on is the name.
And I had never seen it. Scary.
It's really scary. I like it a lot. It's a little hokey in parts, but I really enjoyed the like tone of it. I saw the American Grudge a long time ago when it came out in theaters back in 2004. So we thought, well, maybe the next night we'd compare because I didn't know if it was like really similar or if they took a different, you know, I don't even remember the one from 2004. So we were like, let's watch the one with Sarah Michelle Gellar from 2004, refresh my memory. Oh my God, it was so hard to find. And I'm like, this movie isn't even very good. I remember it being kind of like, it's fine, whatever. It's no, you know, masterpiece.
I remember at the time they were banking off the fact that the original movie was quite a hit. So they're like, okay, let's make it with like the hot American actress at the time.
Yeah, at the time, exactly. She was just fresh off of Buffy or maybe at the very end of it. But like,
but it wasn't, like it was like, I don't know, like just not crazy well received.
Well, here's the thing. It was the same director and he basically did the same. It was almost like, you know, scene by scene. He didn't really do anything different. It was very similar in linear fashion.
Almost so, AI, one might say.
Exactly. Very much so. And God, I couldn't get over how hard it was to like figure out where to rent it. So I miss renting movies. I used to rent them a lot, $2.99, $3.99 on Amazon, on Apple TV. I miss, before Apple TV, you used to be able to kind of rent anything, you know? Now it's really different. Things have changed. Speaking of just things evolving and our lifestyles changing because of it. So I ended up having to become a Starz subscriber, which is like, oh God, I do not need another platform, right? Yeah. I did it. I did the free however many days, kind of how I did with the Oscars, with YouTube TV. It's just what you got to do. But I, you know, I had to get on my phone to log into a browser to become a subscriber and create a password. And then you have to do a code to put on your screen. Why can't you log in and become a subscriber from your TV? Your TV is a smart TV. You should be able to do that, but they always redirect you to your computer.
Well, they're trying to make sure that you're who you say you are.
Sure.
And IP stuff. And yeah.
Sure. By the time we actually got to like into Starz and found the movie, we were pretty tired. We were like, dude, okay, let's start this
movie.
We
don't even want to watch The Grudge anymore.
No, I had such a grudge on this whole situation because we ended up watching it, but I just was like, I can't believe how hard it is. And there's a lot of reasons for this. You know, like I said, I used to rent on those two, like it was like an Amazon Apple combination. But nowadays, streamers have the rights to the movies, which is why it's so hard to find a certain title. And a lot of these titles, I'm not talking about like, you know, Charlie Chaplin and like old noirs and stuff that just doesn't exist anymore online. I'm not talking about that stuff. That's a separate issue. I'm talking about regular, normal stuff that maybe came out in theaters 5 years ago.
Just, well, you know, not even Oscar. I hate to break winners. It to you, Heather, but you know, copyright holders yep. tend to, you know, send things back and forth between each other quite a yep. bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah, so you have to kind of watch to see.
You know,
when
that's why,
will
like,
land
like
on a streamer.
Yeah, my mom's friend said, like, I want to watch this. Why isn't it on Netflix? And I'm like, well, they probably like lost the rights. And she's like, yeah. What? Well, where do I go? And I'm like, well, you kind of have to like hunt it down. I don't know. I don't know offhand where this like rando movie is, but like, mm-hmm. yeah, you really have to like figure it out.
Well, here's what I do. This is my strategy. And if y'all out there have any good strategies, let me know. But I go to justwatch.com and you can basically see, say you're searching for The Grudge from 2004. It'll tell you what platform you can potentially rent it on. But again, that's like more rare these days, or like what streamer has got it. And if it's free, and if it's not free, you know, here are some options. So that helps because that's what steered me to Starz. But nowadays streamers have the rights to these movies, these copyrights, like what you were saying. And that's why it's so hard. So instead of having it available to rent, it forces you to become a subscriber for their streaming service. I mean, it's a brilliant model, right? But that's a lot of streaming services if you like to watch a variety of movies all the time.
Yeah.
So I've never been more
thankful.
You
end up being like, am I going to pay $60 for all this stuff?
It's kind of insane. And then so basically I'm so lucky because both me and my boyfriend are big film people. And I've never been more thankful for his analog collection that fills an entire room in my house. And so he has most of like the greatest movies of all time, like top to bottom, old, new, middle, like everything, foreign, you know, horror genres, whatever. And so, I mean, we often just dip in there, but there's some he doesn't have. He did not have The Grudge because it's not a great movie. But there, and here's the thing, you're going to watch how this is going to evolve. You think things are hard to find now? There's going to be movies that are totally just like good, whatever, like, you know, crowd-pleasing movies that are going to be lost forever. You're never going to be able to find them online. We're going full circle again, Sarah. We're going to start seeing movie rental places pop up again. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, I want to know what y'all think about this. Email us. I'm sure there's a whole Reddit on this. I didn't read it, but
there's a Reddit on everything.
Let me know.
So, yes.
Email us at hyatt.
The answer is yes.
Send us a message. We're desperate to hear from you.
Please do. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com is where you can send your thoughts on this. Before we wrap up, just want to remind folks that we do really value our community support. Those people do support us at patreon.com/havesuchagoodday. Love y'all. The folks that are active in our Discord, we love you. And, you know, anybody who likes our show and kind of wants to talk to each other, you know, throughout the week between episodes, we would love to have you. Thank you so much in advance.
We would, Sarah. And yeah. We also got a couple new patrons. Wabbit Magic. I couldn't wait to say that on my microphone. That is like Wascally Wabbit Magic. And Tim.
Yeah.
So and welcome, Tim. Y'all. We'd like one of these days, I want to get like a dozen patrons in a day, or maybe 100. Help us reach this goal, y'all. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday.
Knowing that if anybody is listening to this podcast and listens to a variety of other podcasts, you probably are not immune to the fact that there is an advertising issue with mm-hmm. podcasts. Mm-hmm. A lot of podcast producers are scrambling right now. We're on Patreon, so we're hoping that being directly supported kind of keeps us away from that. But mm-hmm. you know, life is a little hard for a lot of folks right now.
It is.
People have a hard time buying milk or gas. We know this. We are so appreciative to at least be like a fun respite in your week. And yes, if you or anyone you know is into us continuing the show, please do so. And thank you so much in advance.
Every dollar makes a difference.
Thank you in advance.
We love you. And yeah, I guess until next week, Sarah, it won't be a palindrome episode, but it might be a palindrome date in April. I will, I'll continue to hold it down as Heather.
I was like, are you going to have a new name? What are you doing?
Yeah. Wascally Wabbit.
Wascally Wabbit over there. And I'll be Sarah forever. See you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.